part three of the countries of Sima Rambam about the eternality of halacha. The Rebbe concludes the sicha with a reference to the final section of the Rambam, which we should be learning around this time, which should seem like a minor point, which is meant to justify, so to speak, the subject of the sicha being spoken in conjunction with the Sima Rambam. In other words, everything that we've said until now, you didn't really see the Rambam over there. Doesn't bring the Rambam. So you could say it. So at the end, the Rebbe wanted to mention the Rambam. But upon closer examination, we'll see that the Rebbe is resolving two contradictory opinions in a way that they can coexist in the world. We might say a foretaste of exactly what the Rebbe described over here about Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai together in the third Tekufa. To explain, the final halachas in the Rambam's all-encompassing Mishneh Torah, which contains the halachas of Torah in all areas, discuss the Yemais HaMashiach, the Messianic era. The Rebbe quotes the halacha that the sages and prophets did not long for the dates of Mashiach for any other reason except to be free to study Torah and its wisdom in order that they will merit to the life of the world to come. That's the Rambam's Lashon, and the Rebbe quotes it. The Rebbe then quotes the final halacha of the Rambam that in that time there will not be hunger, nor war, nor jealousy, and competition, for beneficence will be broadly distributed, and all the delicacies will be available like dust, and the activity of the world will only be knowing Hashem. As it says, the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem like water covers the sea. And quoting the Rambam, the Rebbe says that this final halacha hints to the second tekufa of Yemais Mashiach, the tekufa in which there will be a change in the conduct of the world, beginning with the primary change, the resurrection of the dead, Chesam Esim. In light of what was explained in the Sicha, the difference between Yemais Mashiach and Chesam Esim is that Yemais Mashiach is the pinnacle and perfection of fulfilling mitzvahs as a command to the person. Whereas in the time of Chesam Esim, the aspect of command will be nullified and the true inyan of the mitzvahs will be revealed as they are above, as we explained above. The Rebbe finds a hint for this in these two halachas, in these halachas of the Rambam. The longing of the sages and the prophets for Yemais HaMashiach is for the sake of the perfection in fulfilling Torah and mitzvahs. The description in the final halacha adds, in that time, which the Rebbe states is a reference to the second tekufa, when the world will be busy with knowing Hashem in and of itself, not for another goal, such as meriting the life of the world to come, as mentioned in the previous halacha. To align these halachas with what was explained in the Sicha, the first tekufa of Yemais HaMashiach is the time of Hayim La'Soisim, today to fulfill them, while there is a command to the person, and the emphasis is on the benefit that comes into the person through fulfilling Torah and mitzvahs, meriting the world to come, as the Rambam mentions. This is unlike the second tekufa of Yemais HaMashiach, when there will be Tchias HaMesim, and the aspect of command will be nullified. The aspect of Hashem's will becomes revealed, and the world is busy knowing Hashem. It's understood that at this time there's no other goal, but that this itself is the goal. So far, it all fits together nicely, but in order to understand the significance of how the Rebbe concludes the Sicha, the tremendous Chiddush the Rebbe is giving us, we need to understand the long-standing machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. In brief, the Rambam writes that Tchis HaMesim is a temporary stage to be followed by eternal life in the world to come, a world of neshamas without bodies. That's what the Rambam writes elsewhere, not in the Mishneh Torah. The Ramban respectfully but firmly contradicts this opinion and declares that the ultimate world to come is in fact the state of Tchis HaMesim and that the eternal life is a neshama and a body. Chassidus in many, many places explicitly goes according to the Ramban that eternal life in a soul, that eternal life is a soul in a body after Tchis HaMesim. And the Rebbe finishes the Sicha as follows. According to this, we can say that also according to the opinion of the Rambam, the main and ultimate reward in the world of Tchis HaMesim, in accordance with the ruling of Chassidus, that the Rambam also holds that the ultimate reward is in Tchis HaMesim. Not only that he did not write this explicitly, just as he didn't write explicitly about the second tekufa of Yemais HaMashiach when there will be Tchis HaMesim, since the purpose of a sefer of halachas is that all the rulings of all the mitzvahs should be clear to the small and to the great, that's how the Rambam says it. This is accomplished at the end of the first tekufa of Hayom La'Soisam, today to fulfill them. Nonetheless, since the true inyan of his work is halachas of Torah, as they are from the perspective of Hashem's will, therefore in the final halacha, which is the completion and summary of the of the Sefer of Halachas, the Rambam hints about the situation of the world in Tchis HaMeisim when the true inyan of Halachas of Torah will be revealed, which is not for the person that he should merit the life of the world to come, but rather to know their Creator, the knowledge of Hashem. For this is the main and ultimate reward, that the existence of the person and the world will be completely nullified and covered over by the knowledge of Hashem, like water covers the sea. So through this explanation, the Rebbe has succeeded in revealing how the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban, which is a machloikis for the sake of heaven, will ultimately see both opinions fulfilled, because we have revealed how in truth they are really one. Chi Adonainu Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach Le'Elam Void.